Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk more about the laws of the universe. Today, we're going to talk about the law of correspondence, which in session, I call the law of mirroring. I think it's my favorite. I think learning this one is what shifted my whole relationship with spirit. It changed everything for me. I was always a spiritual person, and then when I learned the law of correspondence, I felt so empowered. I felt so empowered. So I hope you will also feel empowered once you learn about the law of correspondence. If you are new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready for your big, amazing dream to be your day-to-day reality, no matter how big the dream is, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can book a session with me. You can also consider one of my packages. Let's see, which one should I tell you about? The Up Level, that's 2 months. That's been most popular as of late. That's a great one. The Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package is awesome too. So I'm here to serve you. All right, let's talk about the law of correspondence. So the law of correspondence means that your outer world, what's going on outside of you, is only a reflection of what's going on inside of you. Everything is a reflection. So I knew once I discovered this, and why I love the law of correspondence, again, I call it the law of mirroring, if you've been in session with me, is that means that if I clean up all my stuff, my reality will shift. If I do the work on myself, my reality will shift. It made me feel so empowered. It's no longer, you know, I grew up in a Christian tradition, so I was taught a form of prayer where it's like, please, 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 and I'm waiting for this energy outside of me to create a result. But now I know that if I create that result within me, the essence of that result within me, it must be reflected back. That's why I'm so particular about the words that I use. When I'm working with a client, I'm like, hey, you just said that. You just said that. You just said that. And it will be reflected back, right? So this isn't something to fear. This is something to feel empowered around. I think, you know, the opposite of empowerment is victimhood, meaning I can't, right? I can't. And it's based on something outside of you. It's keeping you from what you want, and you can't. Why do you need to look at life like that? You don't. The law of correspondence says if you shift what's going on inside of you, the desire will be reflected back to you. So you can really change so much in your life if you just change your perception, if you change your perspective, if you change the way you see yourself and move into a state of empowerment. Oh, I get to choose what's going on in my mind. I get to choose what I'm thinking about. I get to choose how I'm using my time. I get to choose who I'm around. I get to forgive. I get to let go. I get to move on. I get to pay attention to what's triggering me and decide to heal that. I get to use all the amazing resources that exist on this planet in this time space reality to heal, to expand, to grow, to feel more centered and more grounded in my life. That's the law of correspondence. Everything is a reflection of what's going on within you, and you can consciously do the work to clean up what's going within you, what's going on within you, so that you can have the life that you want. So if you want to be a multimillionaire, clean up all that's going on within you that says you can't be a multimillionaire. Clean up the behaviors that go against you being a multimillionaire. Clean up the thoughts that are keeping you from it, that are telling you not to take action. Clean up the emotions that don't align with being a multimillionaire. Think about it. If you know, one of the common perspectives around money is that it's the energy behind it is freedom. So are you doing things? Are you thinking thoughts? Are you saying things that make you feel trapped, stuck, unable to move forward. Well, then you're not in the vibration of being the multimillionaire. And so I love the law of correspondence because then it puts you in the driver's seat of your life. Oh, I don't have this right now because there's something within me that believes I can't have it. And all I need to do is clean that up. All I need to do is explore it, become more aware of what I'm thinking, choose a new way of thinking, reframe that thought, feel a new way within my body based on that thought. That's it. That's the law of correspondence. It's so fun. What happens in your mind will be reflected in your reality. So if you see yourself as successful and you are believing that you are meant to be successful and you are acting like a person who is successful and you are talking like a person who is successful and you are feeling feelings of a person who's successful, it must manifest. Success must manifest. It must manifest. So be mindful of how you're using your energy. Be mindful of what you're focusing on. Because it's all just going to be reflected back to you. You're worthy and deserving of all that you desire. The law of correspondence helps you create a life that is magical. Because you're in control. You get to be empowered. And I know maybe somebody's listening to this and they're saying, Amy, I don't feel empowered right now. And I understand, my love, and I'm sorry that you don't feel empowered right now. But I promise you, if you make one little shift in the way you're thinking, in the way that you see yourself, one positive shift, if you decide that I can overcome, if you can decide that I am powerful, if you decide I can do it, it'll change your physical reality. It starts within you. We love to try to control things outside of us. But if we spend more time controlling all that's going on within us from a place of love and from a place of compassion and from a place of kindness, you will create a completely different reality for yourself that's based on love and compassion and kindness. Yeah. Law of correspondence. I love it. It's my favorite. So if you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you in living your big dream. I would love to help you clean up the energy inside of you so that you can start creating a reflection in your world that's based on a person who believes in themselves, does the work, tapped in to who they are. Yeah, if you would love that, I would love that for you as well. Consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can book a session, check out the Uplevel or Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I send 2 intuitive messages a week for free, which you can use to help you on your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening to this program. You're amazing. You deserve everything that you desire. Think that all the time. I want you to think that I'm amazing. I am amazing. I am totally 100% amazing. And I'm showing up for myself and I'm doing the best that I can. And I believe in myself and I'm going full out and I trust my intuition. And life just gets better and 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 better for me. Yes. Amen. Until next time. Goodbye.